I'd like to welcome all members to the meeting. First order of business is the election of the chairperson, and I would like to call for nominations, please. Ms. Porota.
Thank you, Keshwin. I want to nominate the name of Honorable Teboho Tshane as the chairperson of this ad hoc committee.
Mr. Becker?
I will second it.
Are there any further nominations? In that case, Mr. Tshane, would you mind taking the chair unopposed? Thank you.
Thank you, honorable members, and may I also thank you for electing me as a chair for this ad hoc committee. And I hope that with your support and cooperation, we'll be able to execute the work we are entrusted with within the expected time. I'm advised that the ad hoc committee's lifespan should come to an end at the end of this month. So we have got until the 30th of May being the deadline date upon which we are expected to report back to the House. The secretary of the committee had actually, in consultation with myself, drafted a program that would guide the meetings of the committee. As you would all aware that we all belong to various committees, and our schedule for this month is quite hectic. We have tried by all means that we choose times and dates that will be able to accommodate all members of this committee. So on that note, honorable members, I want to present the proposed program for your consideration. Should anything happen, the program will change, but that's what we propose. Honorable Kunda.
No, Chair, I would just say the same thing. For now, the program looks fine, but should anything happen, we need to juggle it around. And I think as members, if the lifespan of the committee is until the end of the month, as members of this committee, I would also ask our patients that we need to then, if it needs be, have to sit from 6 to 8 at evening sometimes. We can juggle it around like that, but I would accept the program as it is now. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Broto.
Hey, Honorable Chairperson, I must say that I'm really not happy with the life that of this committee that is given to us, considering that this term and this time we are busy with budget votes the whole month. And I think this particular bill has been with the National Assembly for over 6 months, if I can say. So it's really unfair to us to be sitting here after, even these times that are stipulated here, they won't work because we have in plenaries in the House. So the one-month thing will not actually work, Honorable Chairperson, and I really don't know how you go about doing it, but I am afraid this will not work.
Honorable Becker.
Honorable Chair, I've got trouble here with this 28th and 29th. I've got other appointments on that days, but I'll try I'm not sure if I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you and the Secretary if I got a problem.
Honorable Bloom and Honorable Adams, you are welcome. came just after I was appointed as a chair. So we are currently reflecting on the proposed program. Honourable members, like I said, I'm quite aware that this is a very hectic month, and we are trying to suggest those meetings within the stipulated time. However, should there be a need for one to request further time with the chair, that will be done. But perhaps we can reflect even more on the program immediately after we have been briefed by the department, because at that particular time it will then become clearer as to the work involved. So I would like I indicated that the program will for now serve as a guiding kind of a program, and where we experience some challenges, the leadership of the institution will be consulted, and we can always see what we can do. But the intention is to try as much as possible to work within the lifespan of the committee. Honorable Dikhale.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. Based on what you have just said, I think I want to second what Honorable Kunda proposed. Thanks.
Okay, Honorable members, any objection? None. So, Honourable Members, our first meeting where we'll be briefed by the Ministry will be next week, Tuesday, immediately after the sitting. Once we are aware of the duration of the sitting, the exact times of the meeting will be communicated. And that being the case, Honourable Members, this brings us to the end of today's deliberation. And before I close, may Honourable Plume.
Chairperson, sorry. I hope that you got our apology, myself, and so that we must not look as if.
No. Yes, Keshwin has already. Yes. Thank you very much, Honourable Plume.
Honourable Kunda said we are not necessary.
No. You are very important members of this command.
You said we are not clear to be carried to Honourable Plume.
We are very much happy as well that Kunda was not elected.
On that note, Honourable Members, this meeting stands adjourned. I thank you.
Come on!